the west of Ireland is a jewel in the Irish tourism crown. There's no two ways about that. It has been very dependent on the domestic market for many years. It has to become more successful internationally, and that's what we're about. That's what we're going to try and work with. We're going to work with probably about 400 businesses there this year to help them bring more overseas visitors into Ireland, be North Americans or Germans or French. The Wild Atlantic Way, you know, we developed that about 2 years ago. We've tested it in the marketplace. It's been a phenomenal response. And what we're really trying to do here is trying to reposition the west of Ireland internationally. We're very, very fortunate that the government have allocated us a specific amount of $8 million for the current year to complete some of our key investments along that route. We're going to have it fully signed by March of this year, and then we're going to be improving some of the lay-bys and the viewing points. It's the beginning of a big project, but a big project we hope will deliver big dividends. I would look at the Wild Atlantic Way almost like a shopping aisle, and you go off it. We'll be looking for spurs right off that all the way down from Mallinton.